It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Kanye West. What? Apparently, Kim seeks his approval for almost all of her outfits. This is super interesting.
I mean, duh. I wear them on a daily. I love them. They're super 80s. I remember everyone made fun of me for wearing them a few years ago. Now I see them all over the place. So definitely KKW approved.
She's talking about biker shorts there. So Kanye is demanding wifey Kim get his approval for all of her outfits. They had this explosive fight over what she wore to the Met Gala. He says it used to be all about her sex appeal, showing off those curves, but now he's turned conservative and cringes when he sees her leaving the house showing too much skin.
So how would you feel if a guy told you that?
It depends. If he's like got an insane sense of style, yes. But if someone doesn't have my
wear this garbage bag.
Like,
it's fashionable.
Why would I listen to someone who doesn't know what's going on? So it just depends who it was. If it was someone who's killer style, then heck yeah, I would mind. I would not mind that. Paris Hilton, this is interesting. She's still got like her old school vibe. She admits she owns over 100 Juicy Couture velour tracksuits in every color.
That's hot.
So she used to wear those all the day, like think back in the day for like Simple Life, and she says she still has them. I got rid of a ton of things. I love these suits because I had a ton of Juicy Couture sweatsuits, but she's like, I can't get rid of them. I love them, and I still probably own over 100 in every single color.
Jeez, that's insane.
That is insane. Paris, get this, is in deep trouble for calling a 15-year-old Millie Bobby Brown hot.
That's hot.
Okay, so that's the actress from Stranger Things, and she took to social media to show off like a cute leopard dress she was wearing, little ponytail. Paris Hilton writes, she's hot. Well, this has warranted a strong reaction from stars like Evan Rachel Wood, who demanded that she take that back because the girl's only 15.
She's like, you shouldn't be calling 15-year-olds hot.
Does
she mean like, oh, I'm like, that's an attractive hot, or just like, I don't know, like, oh, that's hot.
I think she just says it so much. Obviously, she's trademarked it. I don't think she meant, like, whoa, that 15-year-old is hot.
So physically attractive. Look at her.
So I think, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think she deserves the heat?
No, I think people are taking something which, listen, I can't believe I'm defending Paris Hilton here, but no, I think it's being not that big of a deal.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So when you call someone or something hot, just beware. People might have problems with it. Well, this is hot, kind of. HBO has canceled their Game of Thrones prequel, but has picked up another sequel. So HBO canceled the Game of Thrones prequel that featured Naomi Watts, but they picked up another sequel. So the series was to set place roughly 5,000 years before the events of Game of Thrones. Sources say the network scrapped plans for the prequel, but it already had a full pilot episode shot in Northern Ireland and it was supposed to be awesome. But then they've picked up a sequel called House of the Dragon, which is set 300 years before the original Throne series, chronicling the beginning of the end for the house. So, I don't know.
Come on, guys. It's just going downhill. What happened? We had a good series. You ruined the finale. Now you're breaking my heart.
I feel like they should kind of maybe just leave it alone.
I would like to see the House of Dragons, though, because, you know, that house, like, literally is completely diminished. It's totally gone by the end of Game of Thrones. I want to know what happened beforehand, because it's kind of like a mystery throughout the entire series. They never explain it.
So you're into it?
I'd be into it.
Cool. So we'll keep you posted. Who knows? These things change all the time. But if they're in a pilot, I hate that they scrapped it.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for those people. All right. Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, guys. Coming up in about 30 minutes.
Pumpkinhead.
Liv the Web Girl is going to face the box of shame. She has to do Pumpkinhead. We'll tell you more about that. But coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, speaking of Liv, I can't believe, we'll go more into this in a few minutes, Liv is a freeloader. I mean, unless I'm wrong, but she's got some drama with her family. Am I missing anything here? That's pretty much it, right?
That's like, basically it, yeah.
What a freeloader.
Okay, let me explain, though, all right?
I'll let you explain coming up next,
you guys
here, okay?
You're being really harsh. We don't even know what's
happening. Well, no, I overheard her talking about it. All right, hey, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.